Blog Talk Radio.
Children, they matter.
Open our eyes. Open our eyes. Bertoon. Well, for those of you who tuned in last week when we had Dr. Master, respectfully referred to, Glenn Mendoza, we used that same bumper tune. I thought it appropriate this week as well, although I had something else in mind, and we'll probably close on that one. If you'll remember, towards the end of the program, you'll see why. And so here we are again, by the grace of God, to be able to have some uncommon discourse. You have tuned in to the right place at the right time for the right reason. This is Productive News Weekly, and my name is Daryl Clark. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information culled from around the globe. It's news intended to inspire you and encourage you and enlighten you and empower you and instill you to get involved and make a difference for yourself, your loved ones, and humanity at large. For good. So much as always going on the planet, we would say in the community, even in the household, but this is truly a global environment that we're living in today, unlike even 20 years ago, not to mention 50 years ago, right? You remember, my listener base is, I'd say the median age is somewhere around that 40. Age range. We love our elder listeners and wise listeners, and we also love our younger and energetic listeners as well, because we're together an entity that brings balance to the environment. So this evening, as always, I encourage you to buckle up and hold on. And it's live, so you can always press that 1 on your touch tone dial phone. It used to be a dial pad, but now we have everybody's on the cell phone. And let me know your thoughts. Get involved in this uncommon discourse that you certainly won't hear on mainstream media. In fact, you won't even hear it streaming anywhere else, because I understand to a significant degree who I am, why I am, where I am. And with that, I know that I am a unique individual bringing something that no one else on the planet can bring. Oh, there may be some that are similar and have much overlap, and I have a lot in common with. But there's only one me, just like there's only one you, which is why your input is so important, and I value it. So don't hesitate to tune in by touching that 1 on your phone, and if that doesn't suit you, you can always, of course, send me an email to productive, as it sounds, news, no spaces, just productive news at outlook.com. Love to hear from you. Love to get your ideas and your feelings, your energy, because your energy makes synergy. When I start rhyming, folks, you know, I'm getting to be on a roll. I have a feeling this is just going to be one of those programs that's going to just fly by. So I'm your guest this evening. We are back live. I'm enthused. I'm motivated. I'm encouraged. And I'm just in love with love itself. Of course, God is love. And with that, God being in all of us, we're all in love. So, this evening, as we get into mid-April. Can you believe this? Mid-April. And wherever you are, I pray that you and yours are well. And if you are going through some type of a struggle, I just encourage you to understand that whatever it is, it will pass. Whatever it is, as difficult as it may be, and all of us have been through some difficulties. Yours truly, let me start with me. But by God's good grace, if he chooses to bring us another day, there's a reason for it. So we're in the middle of April, and I want to share a little bit of a sort of an April story. I work with, as many of you know, I work with the elderly, seniors. I work with those in my own category. It's by some standards, I'm elderly. But I do enjoy that, having worked many years with youth in the school system at all levels, elementary, middle, and at the high school level. And it's so important that we embrace the entire spectrum of our society. And so one of the things that I did with my senior populace, we established what's known as a hydroponic garden. Hydroponic meaning dirtless, hydro as in water. And some of the benefits, and you go to your local grocery store, you'll find that you'll begin to see hydroponic produce, whether it's strawberries or tomatoes or butter crunch lettuce or whatever it is. If it's hydroponically grown, one thing is it's organic. There's no, you know, pesticides and the like in it. And it's highly nutritious in that it's grown with an infusion of natural nutrients, the phosphorus and the nitrogen and all the things that are necessary for produce to grow that it naturally would absorb from the soil. And with hydroponic gardening, it's typically indoor because there's usually a pump involved, because there's water that flows across the roots of the plant, and that water is infused with nutrients. And so it's usually set up in a stand kind of a format, if you can picture that. And of course you can Google it as well. So we have several hydroponic gardens, and the really interesting part is how fast the produce grows. So for example, a head of lettuce, which might take 2 months, you know, to truly grow into a head, or three in some cases, depending on the type of lettuce, you're talking 4 or 5 weeks, you can have a full head of lettuce that is as sweet as you'd ever want to taste. And so this week, we had, it's been about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, we had several, well, numerous heads of lettuce, I want to say maybe 10. We were just starting, so we just started small because we have at least 4 times that in terms of capacity. And so we harvested the lettuce and spinach and other produce, and we had a good old party time. We brought fruit and sides, cucumbers and carrots and the like that, you know, make for a supreme salad. You know, some farm-raised chicken, and just a good old time. And everyone really enjoyed it, got a chance to socialize some. But the big takeaway was the energy behind the whole event. And so it was a nice kickoff into the spring. And here on the East Coast, in Northeast Coast, sort of Northeast, Central East, Central Northeast in New Jersey, we've had a heat wave, as I know much of the country have. I think today we hit 90 degrees And I think we'll be 90 again tomorrow, and then, if, you know, it's going to get back into some normal ranges, 60s in the weekend and the beginning of next week. So it was just a nice intro as God just kind of lets you know what's coming, you know, just like when winter's coming, it'll be in the 50s and so forth, and then you'll get one of those 30-degree days just to let you know. So we see what's coming, and I'm looking forward to it, even though we did have a relatively, well, significantly warm winter. And so I would encourage everyone to just consider growing something this spring and summer, even if it's just a flower plant, regardless of, you know, your capacity, whether you're in a one-room apartment or you're bustling with acres of land, grow something. There's an energy there. And, of course, we talk about the fact that everything is energy, and energy is everything. You're sitting on energy in the chair or the couch or stool with a stoop, whatever it is you're sitting on, or standing on the ground, dirt, floor, whatever you're standing or sitting on, it's energy. And there's, depending on the nature of it, there's some intelligence there. So that's a challenge I'm going to send out to everyone. We're going to all try to do something. And what's interesting about the lettuce, for example, that we grew, every one of those heads of lettuce started with one seed. One seed about the size of a pinhead in circumference. Yeah, one seed grows a full head of lettuce. So I encourage everyone to just start, because it's going to be important that we understand a significant amount about self-sufficiency. I truly believe. So it's time to start gardening is what I'm getting at. And, you know, in terms of outside, they say April showers bring May flowers. But it's also the perfect time to get the vegetable garden established. So even indoors, you can grow a little something. You can grow tomatoes indoors, actually. So I encourage you. I think you'll find it to be fruitful, tongue-in-cheek, pun intended. And it could also be therapeutic for you as well, as you see something that not much different from a child that you've started and you're nurturing, and as it grows, you continue to nurture it, and then it gives back to you in a nice meal at some point in time. So yeah, that's what we're looking to do, right? So we're going to grow vegetables this year, folks, and fruit or flowers, plant something. And send me an email and let me know what you're doing. Join in. Let me know what's going on where you are, regardless of where you are. Last week, actually, it was more like the week before. I actually did a little reading, and I was talking about, you know, vaccines at the time. And I was reading about the epidemic of sudden deaths. If you didn't catch that episode, go to the archives at Blog Talk Radio. That's BlogTalkRadio, blogtalkradio.com. And then you want to type in /Renford. RENFORD. blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And when you go to that website, that network, the Renford Network, you'll see all of my programs going back, 5-10 years. And everything's there by date and topic. And you can listen in on the March 30th program. And on that March 30th program, you'll hear that readout that I gave about sudden deaths and myocarditis and, you know, some of the things that have occurred that just have been underscored by the mainstream media and we need to be aware of. I mean, there's so many things that we just need to be aware of. And we need to, through that awareness, protect ourselves and our loved ones. I was reading earlier, even this day, about EMF protection. Electromagnetic field is what that stands for. And, you know, it has a very large impact on our well-being. So, as an example, just thinking about EMFs, there are, just from a naturopath perspective, studies that are showing that it can impact in women, especially estrogen levels, even testosterone levels. You know, those are male and female hormones. And, you know, I haven't seen a study on this, but my logic, and as Ted Nugent, which I'm a fan of, you know, to some extent, I don't agree with everything, but probably most of what he's about. He talks about truth, logic, and common sense. And I would say truth, logic, and common sense far supersedes education and study in many cases. You have, as an example, many PhDs, masters, program recipients who don't have common sense, don't tell the truth, and are illogical. So just from a perspective of truth, logic, and common sense, we know that technically, empirical study has proven EMFs do affect our biological selves. And we also have shown, studies have shown, and you can please look this up. You can go to the Lancet, New England Journal of Medicine. There's so many journals and information sources that you can use. Those are just two. And we have found that there has an impact on these electromagnetic fields. And if you think about it logically, there's more than ever before that we're all coping with. Now we're talking about environmental pollution, that going green has nothing to do with. And in fact, I would submit that even though they're doing the wind fields, wind farms, you know, supposedly out in the ocean, that's emitting EMFs into the environment. And we all know, well, maybe we all don't know, many don't know, that when you have showers that come down and winds blow across, there are elements that are picked up in the environment that peruse across the land. So we want to be aware of electric magnetic fields. Some studies have shown that where individuals live near high-powered lines, there's a higher rate of cancer. I have seen such circumstances in the work that I do as a nutritionist and naturopath, with numerous clients who have lived near those type of environments, and have struggled with carcinogenic issues. And so I would encourage anyone that's moving, whether into a condo, apartment, a home, house, be aware of high-capacity lines, electromagnetic lines, power lines. I'm talking about lines that bring in the electricity and, well, you have cell stations as well, cell towers. You have large capacitors. You have to be careful of those even on your street where you may live, but especially the high-powered towers. You shouldn't be within, if possible, a mile of anything like that. In my truth, logic, and common sense and empirical study, those are not healthy to be around. And I believe it should be, frankly, against the law. But we don't have an advocate like that at this point. Yours truly is working on that. Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm working on. And if there's anyone that's interested, I'd love you to join my team. Drop me an email at productivenews@outlook.com. Because we can truly make a productive difference in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, counties, states, and country and world at large. So I just want you all to truly be aware of, for yourself and your loved ones, when you know someone that's moving, just have them do a little research on the damage that electromagnetic frequencies can do, especially if they're young and they're looking to start a family, hopefully, because I'm encouraged that we want to procreate and we want to establish families as opposed to, and it's not for everyone, but as opposed to, well, just being a baby daddy or baby mama. I think family is very important. Not dysfunctional family. Functional family. It's very, very important. And we're losing some of that. But I believe we can turn that around. The percentages of unwed mothers are at the highest rate in the history of mankind. And we don't have to ask the question, you know, rhetorically, why is that? Because any one of us can come up with five different reasons, all of which may be valid. And that's a conversation for another program. Suffice it to say, so much is through our politics and social media and mass media that is involved with that. So yes, do be aware of that, and I'm going to have a readout on that in the weeks ahead, just to talk about the dangers of EMF. Shout out to all of my Aries people out there. We talked about it last week a little bit with Dr. Glenn Mendoza. We are still in the throes of the sign of Aries, the ram, folks. It's the sign of new beginnings. These individuals are self-motivated. They're born leaders. They're confident. They're risk takers. If you want to start something, it said start a project with an Aries. They follow through. They're so ambitious, and they're very loving. Now, those are the positive qualities. Don't misunderstand me. I'm sure there's some qualities that are not so positive, but I don't focus there. As I've said many times, you know, I just believe the best way to get rid of negativity is to just infuse with positivity. Yeah, or in other words, if you've got weeds, the best way to get rid of it is not focusing on the weeds so much with weed killer and all of that. Just keep growing good grass. Keep growing and let it just choke it out. That's the best way. And that's what we're about here in Productive News. We're about news and information that's productive, that is to counter anything otherwise, without giving any of that anything to feed on. Anything counter, everything productive. So shout out to my Aries friends. We just have, what, another week? And think about it. Time is moving on. We'll be moving into our Taurus, the bull sign. So I haven't spoken yet, and I try to usually open up with numbers and sets, and I'm hoping someone's like looking forward to it, because I'm always going to do a numbers and sense piece as well as a health and wellness piece as part of our new format, our revised format, our evolved format, utilizing what I have to give. And that's what it's really about. So I thank many of my listeners for letting me know that that's what you'd like to see more of, what I truly have to bring to the table. As a nutritionist and naturopath, you can always reach out to me. I'm here. I have clients around the country that my goal is to simply help to be a more evolved person, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. That's what I do. That includes helping you with your business endeavors as well, because that's all part of your growth. Because on this planet, that's part of who you are and why you're here. That's the nature of our society. There's an economic aspect on which this economy thrives. And there's different perspectives of it, of course. There's the democracy, and then you have socialism and communism, and you have all the other perspectives and approaches to it. But at the end of the day, there's enough resources for everyone. And the problem is, and this is my theory, Mom should have listened to her. She encouraged me to go on for that PhD. But I wanted a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. But I do take that background in economics very serious, and I do read, because you lose it if you don't. Whatever it is you've studied in the past, I don't care if you started your schooling with English as a major. You know, you didn't spend 3 or 4 years or 5 years for no reason. I encourage you to, you know, get back there and do some reading, and perhaps a book is in the way. So, yeah, I'll be bringing some of that background to the fore going forward. And so we need to understand that there's resources enough for everyone. And when you identify a source that's not bringing resources, that should be a red flag for us. So who am I? Well, I'm a individual interested in love and helping people live their best lives. And if I can do that holistically to help them be more prosperous and happy and have more energy and be healthy, then, and have a grounding as important as anything. Have a grounding. You know, you can't have actually a circuit unless it's grounded. So you talk about energy. So as important as anything, we must be grounded. And that's why I'm here. So would love to work with anyone that is seeking to evolve to another level, regardless of where you are. If you're at a very high level, relatively speaking, in a positive way, maybe you can reach even higher heights, and I'd love to be a part of that. Send me an email to productivenews@outlook.com, and I'll certainly be glad to work with you on a project for your and your loved one's well-being. So, numbers and sense. The last time we spoke, I spoke about 300. And I think we're gonna really peel back that onion, I've decided. How about that term? Didn't care for it many years ago, but yeah, seems to be kind of resonating with me a little bit. Maybe it's the stench that's going on in society. Yes, there's a stench. But we don't have to let it, you know, infuse us. We need to be aware of it, though. So, 300, many of you remember. There was a movie, actually, 300, which is pretty good. I didn't like the way it ended. And you can look that up as well, about a great army. So 300 is the number of people per day that die from fentanyl. And those people are predominantly in the age range of 18 to 30. So those are our youth, right? Those are our youth. Now, there might be someone that says, well, look, how many people die from diabetes every year? How many people die from high blood pressure, which used to be the leading cause of death, right? Mm-hmm. And then came COVID, which was fabricated. I wanted to slip that in. From my perspective, truth, logic, and common sense. And for those people that would say, well, I mean, hey, you know, you're always going to have drugs, you're going to have people that die from it. No. Back this thing up. We aren't just saying that this is something that's been going on systemically, sound like our president, for the last 30, 40, 50 years, as high blood pressure and diabetes and other chronic disorders have been around. This is a number that just occurred within the last 2 years. As my homeboy Arsenio Hall would say, makes you go, Now what's happened in the last 2 years? You see, because there's no coincidences in life. There's a few things that's happened in the last 2 years. Gas prices have skyrocketed. We're in a war that could end up in a nuclear war. We've had more infiltration of illegal aliens. I know some people don't like the term, so I'll give you that. Illegal immigrants. To the tune of as many as would constitute the largest city in our country. In other words, we've immigrated another New York City into the country. In other words, if we were to have a extension off of one of our coast, it would be more than the size of New York City. And we're approaching the population of another state. So we aren't talking 5 million, 6 million. We're talking double-digit millions in 2 years. 300,000 a month, some numbers say. These numbers are varied. But one thing that we do know for fact, and do your research, please, because I want to hear back. I need you to call in or send me some emails. I'm expanding my research team. And you're welcome, I'll have to vet you, but you're welcome to reach out to me and be willing to join the team. Just because you want to join don't mean that you're going to be, you know, able to. because we need to make sure, you know, you don't have any ulterior motives. Of course, we don't know 100%, but we'll do a little check. But yeah, we need resources to make sure that we're bringing as much fact as we possibly can, And if we could get to 100%, that would be great. But I don't know if there's anything 100% except the Lord that I save and serve through Jesus Christ. So let's talk a little bit more about what's happened in the last 2 years. So 302, wow, that's a number. 300 deaths per day, that's approximately in a large passenger jet, okay? Imagine the plane that you're about to get on or loved one in the next year. That entire jet going down and no survivors. That is 300, folks, every day. Now, that isn't something that was occurring 4 years ago. And that's what makes it significant. And that's what makes it something that should open your eyes. Thus, the bumper tune that we opened up with. In case you didn't catch the beginning of the program and you're just tuning in, we opened up with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Open Your Eyes. Classic tune, one of my favorites. But if someone said to you, did you hear about the airline that went down in California? No, I didn't hear about it. 300 people. That was yesterday. Then today somebody says, did you hear about the airline that went down? What? Yeah. Airline went down in Arizona. What? And then tomorrow, did you hear about that airline that went down in Maryland? What? Yeah. And then you see a pattern after about 6 days. There's been an airline going down every day. Would that not be cause for panic? I pause so you can answer it mentally. The answer is hell yes. Excuse my French. So if you have any inkling of a heart, and I know you do because you tune in and there's an energy exchange there, and I kind of vibe with the kind of folks that tune in. We have a few deviates from time to time, and I'm able to kind of test into that energy and see what's happening. I don't get too deep into it. But for the most part, you have to step back and say, I'm liking this. All in the last 2 years? So now, what else? Let's do some other in the last two, or say 3 years. Some other things that have happened. We had a balloon from China fly over. We found out that the balloon flew over certain key military bases and circled around those bases. In case you didn't catch the latest on it, they've determined that those balloons circled, did a figure eight over those bases. Okay, that's never really been. And here's the interesting part. Some of the mainstream want to say, well, you know, there have been balloons maybe flying over before. Truth, logic, common sense says not. Not to the point where you could visibly see it. Okay? Thing was the size of two school buses. What else has happened? Well, we've had a total explosion of something that, from my reasonable and relevant perspective, thank God I'm in America and they being our politicians, haven't wiped out my First Amendment right to speak my truth and my truth from my spiritual background says that I don't believe in same-sex marriage. So what we've had is an explosion in the last, well, we have to include I'll go back to Barack Obama for that beginning. And I'm not homophobic. And here's one for you. I truly, truth be told, I could say I have a friend, and I use that term very seriously, who's gay. And I believe if I called him and said, help me out, and I'm not gay, and I never have been, challenge anybody to find anything to counter that. I'm full 100% male. Believe me, I got a few folks to contest to that. But, I just have to respect if someone feels that that's where they are. But it's gotten to the point where I believe it's hit an extreme example when that mindset has got into our elementary schools. That's never happened before. That's occurred in the last 2 years, where we're having drag queen hour. Now, I would say for all of my, what is it, left wing, right wing, same bird, left wing is Democratic. I have to think about this because I try not to get into that. Left wing is Democratic. Okay, so if you're Democratic, then you've got a conundrum to deal with, because the Democrats are saying, "Yep, we're for drag queen story hour. We're for that." Well, I mean, you may say, "Well, I'm a Democrat. There's certain things I don't believe in." Or if you're a Republican, you say, "Oh, I believe I'm a Republican, but there's certain things I don't believe in." Okay, I grant you that. No problem. I give you that. But there's some things that are showstoppers. You say, you know what, I can deal with anything, but maybe that's one that I just won't deal with. Because when you go to that area and you add on to something else that they believe in, and that is allowing the school system, which is totally broken, by the way, that's a fact. That is a statistical fact. The children in the United States of America have some of the worst schooling in the entire world. That's a fact, and I hope no one would deny that. Please send me something. Tap one if anyone wants to debate me on that, because I love going into a battle knowing I've won. Worst school system, entire world. Well, on average, because, you know, you start adding in, well, wait a minute, Darryl, now what about the people in the huts that live in Africa? Okay. Let's be real here. Let's just say in the top 20 industrial countries. Come on, America, the greatest country in the world, but in the top 20 countries, we're 20th in education? So I'll right there. So my point is that there are those left-wing thinkers that say the school system should have the right to determine if a child has propensities to be a gender other than the one they were born as, and to assist that child with transitioning to that other sex. I'm not done. This is the kicker. Without the parent's knowledge. Now, maybe there are those that believe in that. I was listening to an article, I was watching a video with Dwayne Wade. And nothing against Dwayne, nothing for Dwayne. I don't know the man. But I was watching a video, and he was having a conversation with a famous sports caster, sports newscaster. And you may have seen this interview. And he said, you know, his son is transitioned to be a woman. And he says, you know, I remember when he came home, he was 8 years old, I believe he said, and he said, it turns out that my son's teacher helped him to understand who he was. And I thought, I said, oh my, Dwayne Wade? You see, if my child came home and said, Dad, I think I want to be a girl, and my teacher has been helping me to appreciate that. And then I go to the teacher and find out that he's fully transitioning himself or is a gay person himself, now I'm going to have a problem with that. That I got a gay teacher that's infusing my child with some stuff. But that's what Dwayne Wade said. I heard the interview. I'll play it for you at some point if I can remember it. I'll remember it if I have time in the weeks ahead. But some people believe that. But where are you? And if that's not where you are, then maybe you need to think where you are politically. And maybe you want to move towards the center if you are a Democrat. I'm just saying, maybe not. Maybe you do believe in that. But I want to help you, just giving you information to determine. Because if that's where you are and you believe in that, so be you. I want nothing to do with it and nothing to do with you with that mindset, frankly speaking. Maybe you don't want anything to do with me. That's okay, too. We're all individual, and we all, as I said in the beginning, we're all unique in who we are. But I feel as part of what I'm here for is to bring information in case people don't know. So if you knew, great. But if there's one person out there that did not realize what I just said, maybe when this program is over in a few minutes, it'll give them something to think about to help them. So those are things that I'm talking about that just occurred in the last 2 to 3 years. And there's more. You see, because right now, the dollar is the base for the world's currency. All the other currencies kind of base their dollars. And this is a conversation because we only have a couple minutes that I can't get into deeply, but I will in more depth, and this is going to be very important, in the weeks ahead, I can promise you that. Because if you don't know this one, then you've been stuck on CNN or MSNBC too long. And I can't tell you enough, you need to balance. You need to get into some Fox News. You need to get into some Newsmax, some One America News. If you're not, you've got your head in the sand. And that's not always bad, you know. I mean, stick your head in the sand, maybe cool off or something for a minute, but, you know, come up for air. But we are very possibly about to lose our standing. I'll give you an example. Saudi Arabia, and China significantly behind us because China has been traveling to Iran. China has, of course, been in Russia for the last 2 months, and they've been talking back and forth. And now they're in Saudi Arabia, and guess now, France is talking about getting off the American dollar as its standard. So if we lose the standard for the world in terms of currency, I pity the fools that set us up for that, because that's going to change everything. And here's an example as I close out. Have you ever gone to a country? I know I have. I remember I've been many, blessed, thank you God, thank you Jesus, to be able to have the experience. I remember my wife and I, we went to South America. And, I mean, go to Mexico. You go somewhere and they say, and you do an exchange, right? And you say, okay, here's a dollar. And people are like going crazy. And you say, well, I'll give you 10,000 pesos. Yeah, 10,000 of their units for one of yours. Folks, with 80% of our products coming from China, if they take the currency, it could be a disaster. We better be very careful, because I do believe Beijing Biden is a real term. And all of this has happened in the last 2 years. Oh, did I mention something else that happened in the last 2 years? $83 billion of our most highly technical, sophisticated military equipment left in the hands of the Taliban, who are not our friends. And now we're finding out that they are becoming one of the world's leading arms dealers. And guess what they're selling? Oh, great guess. $83 billion left in their hands. What do you think they're going to do with it? They don't have the sophistication to understand. Now, if that doesn't float your boat, then the military air base that was left, I would say, is more valuable than all the equipment. If they took $83 billion of equipment and were somehow able to take that equipment but couldn't touch the air base that it was on, I could almost live with it. But the air base was one of the most strategic resources that the United States had on the planet Earth. You see, because it was an hour away, depending on what you're flying. Granted, I mean, we have some supersonic jets. From China's nuclear manufacturing plant. Now, is that strategic or not? Close. You know, that's that whole Alaska-Russia thing where we really needed to invest and get Russia, and that's that whole Florida-Cuba thing. You know, that's strategic. We had a military base, militarily speaking, within a stone's throw of one of our, well, possibly soon to be enemies, because China is saber-rattling about Taiwan. I hope you know about Taiwan. Taiwan, you know, China's talking about invading Taiwan because Taiwan wants to be an independent nation. And they're saber-rattling, saying that United States, stay out of this because we're getting ready to do this. Oh, by the way, did I mention that we're in a war that's mainstream's trying to suppress that we're not? No, we're fully infused in that, what I want to call, conflict in Europe with Russia and the Ukraine. We're fully $180 billion. We're in it. And with China siding with Russia, this isn't fun stuff, folks. I mean, this makes Nagasaki and Hiroshima look like a drop in a pond with a pebble. Oh, by the way, this all happened in the last 3 years. Folks, ain't nobody on this planet that stupid. I don't care how much glue you're sniffing, how much crack you're smoking, how much bad reefer you're getting, your brain ain't that fogged. And so I'm just saying, as we opened up on our bumper tune, open your eyes, folks. That's the numbers and cents, and we're going to close on that note. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure sharing this time with you. I love to hear from you. Tell someone about Productive News Weekly. Help them open their eyes to see what's going on. And we're going to come back next week with some more information, hard hitting, bringing you some health and wellness, some spirituality, some numbers and sense. And hopefully we can get a little bit of laughter and joy in there as well. Until then, just know, it truly is all about love. I got nothing but love for you and yours, and I appreciate the love that you bring. Tell someone who you do love that you do love them, and we'll be sure to take that and, well, just spread it, right? And we'll come back together in that same love. Peace and blessing to you and yours. I wish nothing but the best for you and your loved ones. I pray that you open your eyes and you see what's going on, and that you share what you've come to find out with others, because you can make a difference, folks. You truly can make a good difference. There's a lot going on. But the bottom line is, God is good all the time. And he's depending on you, and he's depending on me to make a difference for good. Thank you for tuning in. I pray that you will tune in next week, and we'll talk then. We are truly in this love together. God bless. Want
time we hear the music and feel it's this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever. Like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter.